Now we'll turn to God's Word in the book of Hebrews together. Chapter 11, one of the greatest chapters. Of course, all the Bible's great chapters, but the great chapter, the roll call of the faithful, we find in Hebrews 11. But I want you to turn to chapter 11. Look at verse number 7. Most every verse or two has a different personality here that discusses about how their faith in the Lord was so strong and how God used them in very mighty ways to bring down strongholds and do all kinds of things. But in Hebrews 11, verse 7, it's about Noah. And I mentioned this morning I was going to bring a message tonight about a news flash from Noah. Listen to it here in chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. What was it that hadn't been seen as yet? Rain. Had never rained. Being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. I like to think of Brother Noah as an Old Testament example of New Testament faith. He's sort of like it was with Abel, you know, when Cain killed his brother, and over also in the New Testament it says that, speaking of Abel, it says that he being dead yet speaketh. I like to kind of put Noah in that same category with Abel, who's been dead many, many years. And so I believe Noah, yet being dead, speaks also. But what does he say? What is the news flash from the grave that Noah would want to share with us today? What impact could Noah's life possibly have on our lives today? What news could he have to share? We all know the story about the building of the ark and the flood. We understand that. So what could he be saying today to share with us that would be some good news for us? Well, many folks think Noah's just an Old Testament character that's tucked away somewhere in the back pages of the Old Testament, and he has no relevance for our lives today. What relevance could he have to say to us for our lives today? He's just an old man, gone on off the scene, old-fashioned. Well, what would his life have to say to us? Centuries and centuries and centuries beyond him. What help could he possibly have to give us from the pages of God's Word today? We live thousands of years beyond Noah's time, don't we? Such a different age today. Such a different time today than when Noah lived here on the earth. What possible thing could this Old Testament hero have for us today? Well, let me say something. Times might have changed. Days and ages might have changed. But human nature has not changed. It's the same today as it was in the days and the age of Noah. People today are just as lost as they were in Noah's day. People today are just as wicked as they were in Noah's day. People today are just as sinful as they were in Noah's day. In fact, the Bible testifies back in Genesis that mankind had become so wicked, evil thoughts continually, the Bible says, was all that mankind thought about. The world had become so wicked and so sinful that God said, I'm going to destroy the whole world except Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives, Noah's family. Do you realize they were the only people saved in the whole wide world when the flood came and destroyed the whole world's population? Nobody escaped that but Noah and his family. So there must be something pretty significant about the life of Noah that God spared him and his wife and their sons and their daughters-in-law. There's got to be something significant about Noah's life that just stands out, that God would spare him and his family and destroy the whole wide world. They were the only survivors of the flood. Well, then, if it's that important, that significance, what does he have to say that we need so desperately to hear today? What would he be saying to our generation, which is just as wicked, just as sinful, just as awful as things can be, just as lost as mankind was in the days of Noah? I think there are three particular things here, three great things that stand out to me from Noah's life that I want to share with us tonight, to our generation, to your life, to my life, to your family, to my family. I want us to see them and incorporate those same things in our lives as they did in Noah's life. What are these three things? What are these things that are so important that we'd say there's a news flash from Noah coming from the other side? Noah's life made a difference. Now, the question is this: how in the world can we make a difference in the wicked, sinful world that we're living in today as Noah did in the life, in the time in which he lived? Three things about his life I want you to see that made a difference in that day and that age. It was, he made a difference in his family, he made a difference in his faith, and he made certainly a difference in the future. Now, I want to back up and look at those thoughts with you. Think about how much of a difference Noah made in his family. Noah was a godly man. The Bible says he feared God, he reverenced God, he worshiped God, he loved the Lord. Great man of God. And Noah was a good family man. He and his wife had three sons, and they raised those three sons under the very nurture of the Lord. They were God-fearing people, trusted in the Lord. The sons grew up, and they all three got married, brought the daughters-in-law into the family. So now you have a husband, Noah, and his wife, and three sons, and three daughters-in-law. So now there had to be a godly family. They were all believers in the Lord. They all trusted God. They loved the Lord. But as the world just grew more wicked and more wicked and more wicked every day, God revealed to Noah, "Noah, I'm going to destroy the whole world's population with a magnificent flood." Noah believed God. He believed what God said. And so at God's instructions and at God's directions, Noah began to build an ark at God's planning, and God told him exactly how to do and what to do and how to build it. So he began to build an ark. Now, why did he build an ark? Simply because God said, build an ark. That was, of course, part of it. But if you remember that verse we read, look at it again. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark." Now here's why: to the saving of his house, his family, if you will. He built the ark at God's direction, at God's instructions, but he built it to save his family from the worldwide flood, the universal flood that God was going to send soon. Now, he believed God. He started building the ark. Noah's faith in God didn't just benefit him. It benefited his family. Not only was Noah saved from the flood, but his wife and his sons and the three daughters-in-law. His whole family got the benefit of it. Do you know it took Noah 100 years? But he got through to his family. 100 years. Think about it. Now let me ask you a question. You ever think you can ever get through to your family? Our families are the hardest people in the world to deal with as far as spiritual matters, aren't they? But you see, we can't give up on them. We've got to keep loving them. Maybe not love what they do or how they live, but you've got to keep loving them. You've got to keep on keeping on for them. If it takes 100 years, as it did here in the life of Noah, you can't give up on your family. And his life made a difference in his family. And your life and mine can and will make a difference in our families as well, won't it? Did the world believe God? Did the world believe Noah? Of course, you know they didn't. He preached 120 years. and never won any souls to the Lord except his wife, his three sons, and the three daughters-in-law. Now, you talk about preachers getting discouraged sometimes because people don't get saved and walk the aisles. Listen, I hadn't preached 120 years yet. And I think probably if the Lord's pleased, we've won more than six or eight people to the Lord in 45 years that I've been preaching. But nonetheless, you can't give up. You'll make a difference if you keep on keeping on for the Lord and do not give up. So you find he was saved. His family also was saved along with him. You've got to keep calling out your family's names unto the Lord. I don't know, and I have no way of ever knowing how many times my mother and my dad called out my name to the Lord, desiring to see me saved, desiring to see my life be pleasing to the Lord. You can't give up on your family. You've got to keep praying for them. You may not ever see an ounce of response, but you can't give up. What if Noah had given up on his family? What if he had said, my sons are hard-headed, they're stiff-necked, they won't listen, I won't say another word to them about what God's going to do? What would have happened? What would the outcome have been? Well, you can and you will, like Noah, make a difference in your family if you'll just keep on, keep on, and keeping on. That's what he would say to us, I think, from the grave, at least the first thing I believe he would say. It's not too late yet. For those years he preached to his family, it wasn't too late, and they got in the ark of safety. It's not too late yet. The Lord Jesus hasn't come, but we can still make a difference in our families by God's grace. You will make a difference if you don't give up. Just keep on, keep on, keeping on. Do you think it can happen today? Making a difference in our families? Sure it can. My family made a difference in me, and I'm sure you've made a difference in your family, and somebody in your family has probably made a difference in your life too, haven't they? Look at Noah's example here, and you'll see it. What else would Noah have to say that we can make a difference in our families? I think he would say you can make a difference by your faith. By your faith. Well, I've heard people say, well, preacher, I'm just too old. I'm too old-fashioned. Nobody will pay attention to me anymore. I'm no good for the Lord's work anymore. And on the other end of that same spectrum, I hear others say, well, preacher, I'm too young. Nobody will listen to me. I'm not old enough. I haven't had enough experience. Nobody will believe what I have to say. Well, you've got to understand something. Noah was 500 years old when he started preaching and building this ark. We've got to stop putting restrictions on ourselves. If God called Noah at 500 years old and he preached 120 years and built an ark to the saving of his household, then don't give up in your faith. Keep on keeping on and keep on keeping on. It's not over, is it, till God says it's over? In Noah's example, it wasn't over till God sent the flood and God sent them into the ark and God shut the door. And then it was over for the whole world's population except Noah and his family. You know, I try to imagine sometimes what Noah's neighbors probably thought when he started building those bulwarks to hold that big, huge craft. He started hammering and sawing and putting staves together and building a boat, an ark. I could imagine his neighbors said, what in the world has happened to old Noah? Now, he's finally lost it. Noah, we would say today, he's got Alzheimer's. There's something bad wrong with him. Well, he just kept hammering away. Kept sawing the boards, putting the boat together, paying no attention to what they said. Why did he do that? Because God had said, I'm going to destroy the world by a flood. And the Bible says he feared God. He believed God. His faith was in the Lord. He knew God would perform what he promised he would do. And so he began to build the ark at God's instructions. And he worked and he worked and he worked because, listen, God warned him, this passage says, God warned him of things not yet ever having been seen. And Noah believed God. And so he set to work on building the ark. God's word spurred Noah on to continue building and continue working till the ark was faithfully and fully furnished. Regardless of what the neighbors thought, regardless of what the world might say, he kept right on keeping on for the Lord. How can we not do the same thing? You're going to get scalded, scolded, mocked, made fun of when you do something for the Lord. But you can't take the world's opinion. You can't take what they say or what they think, what they do, what they don't do. You've got to believe God's word and keep on. Don't let anything, listen to me, don't let anything or anybody stop you from doing what it is that God has called you to do. And your faith, like Noah's faith, will make a difference in somebody's life. If no one in the world, it seemed like it would be that way, if no one in the world believed God, Noah did. If no one in the world would serve God, Noah would. He'd do it faithfully. From Noah's family to Noah's faith that made a difference. Look at the future. Noah's life made a difference in the future. I want you to turn back in the book of 2 Chronicles with me. There's a verse there I want you to see. It really applies, I think, to Noah. Look in the book of 2 Chronicles. Look in chapter number 16 and look at verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. God's eyes go constantly to and fro up and down this earth looking for somebody like Noah. Looking for somebody who'll have the faith to believe God, just believe God at His word. And God found such a man in Noah. Do you believe God's still looking for men and women like that? Indeed He is. God's still looking for people just like Noah. But what must we do? What must we do? We be to qualify to be used of God like Noah was, to be used of God to make a difference in our families, to make a difference in our faith, to make a difference in the future of this world today. What must we be? What must we do? Noah believed God's vision when God showed him he's going to destroy the whole world. Now listen, we've got to stand out from the world's crowd. The Bible commands us, come ye out and be ye separate, says the Lord. Noah came out. He was separated from the world. He stood out and his life made a difference. Listen to me. Difference makers are different. Amen? Difference makers are different. Noah was radically different than the world in which he was living. We've got to be radically different than the world in which you and I are living today. Don't let that bother you. If God calls you to do something that has not been done, has not been seen, has not been done that way, or has not been done at all, don't let things bother you if God tells you to do something the first time. There never had been an ark built. There never had been raindrops fall from the heavens. But God commanded Noah, and the first ark that was ever built, Noah built it. Again, those old neighbors must have come around and kind of looked sideways at Noah. Noah, what you doing there? Well, I'm building an ark. An ark? Why are you building an ark? God said, build an ark. Well, Noah, listen, we don't need a boat. It's never rained before. Here you are in the desert building a boat when it's never rained before. Who needs a boat? The whole world proved to be wrong. They desperately needed an ark of safety. Well, isn't it still true today? Let God be true and all men be liars. That's what the Bible says. God's still true. God's still faithful. God still promises. God still performs. And your life and mine can make a difference in the future. So don't let anybody stop you from doing what God's called you to do. All his neighbors, all the whole world was wrong. Well, it's never been done. Noah didn't stop hammering, didn't stop sawing, didn't stop building. The whole world turned their back on Noah. And you know something? Listen, the whole world paid dearly. They paid with their lives the price of disbelieving God. The Bible says, and you know the truth, the Bible says the flood came and it washed the whole world's population away. All of them. Except Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their three daughters-in-law. Listen to me. Noah endured the rain, and Noah lived to see the rainbow. Yes, amen? You endure the rain, I promise you, you're going to live to see the rainbow as Noah and his family did. They were in the ark of safety. The spiritual ark of safety is our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're in Him, you're in the ark of safety. And you're going to endure the rains, you're going to endure the storms, you're going to endure everything else this world has to offer and throws against us. And we will endure the rain, and we will, like Noah, we'll see the rainbow in the end. He lived to see God's promise, the bow in the heavens, that God said, Noah, that's my promise. I'll never again destroy the whole world with a flood. That doesn't mean that there won't be localized floodings, and we know that there are. That doesn't mean storms won't beat upon the seashores and wash houses away and people too, because they do. But God said, I'll never destroy the whole world's population with a flood again. But you know what? The next time it's not going to be a flood. It's going to be fire. I heard an old black couple one time up in Tennessee a long time ago. There was an old song. I never heard it before. They sang it about the Lord destroying the world. They said, it won't be water next time, it'll be fire. How true it is. So Noah lived, his family lived. The rains came, the flood washed all the people away, and then the flood was over. And they lived to see God's promise in the heavens. When Noah and his family stepped out of that ark, God used him and his family to start a whole brand new world's population. So every individual on the face of this earth came from Noah. They were the only ones left. They were the only survivors of the whole world's population. That's wowing to me. You stop and think about it. You think his life didn't make a difference in the future? Listen to me. His family was the future. Amen. There would have been no future if God hadn't spared them. The whole world would have been lost and gone. They were the future of the world that we know of even today. His life did make a difference. His family made a difference. They were the future for all humanity that's living today. So what would Noah have to say? In closing his news flash, I'd say, from the grave, he would say this, I believe. Take your stand. Believe God, whether anybody else does or not. Believe what God's promised, because what He's promised, He will perform. You can take the story of the flood and you can see that for yourself. Your life will make a difference in your family. It will make a difference in your faith to others as they see your faith. And it will make a difference in the future. Listen, it's not too late yet. Jesus hasn't returned to take us out of this world yet. It's still not too late to make a difference in our families, with our faith, and for the future. Now, let me ask us this. How does our faithfulness stand out today? In relationship to the world, how are our families doing today? What difference are we making in our families? What difference will we make for the future? Listen, the future's in our hands. Just like it was in the hands of Noah. And believe you me, God will, He will destroy this present current world with fire, and He will make a brand new one, wherein there'll be dwelling righteousness in that day. So, can you make a difference? Will your life make any difference whatsoever? Sure it will. It can and it will. Noah seemed so insignificant to the whole wide world, yet with God on his side, and he trusting in the Lord, he survived when the whole world was destroyed. Beloved, listen, if you're saved, you're a survivor. Amen. Amen? Amen. We hear a lot of talk about people being cancer survivors. That's a wonderful thing. But I'm a sin survivor, amen? I've survived being lost in sin. I'm going to go on and on and on forever. I'll see Brother Noah one day, and I'll be able to sit down beside him, possibly, and he can tell us all the full story, maybe all the details we didn't get here. But I think he would say, your life can make a difference in your family, by your faith, and for the future. If there is a future for America, it's got to come through God's people. Amen?